Visco Disco, The Stupid Show, and it is on Radio Free Brooklyn, is on every Friday night at midnight. So listen up and have a great Friday, TGIF, party. Don't stay home and be boring, but stay home and listen to the show for an hour if you can. Anyway, Jerry Visco speaking, and guess what we have as guests tonight? The fabulous Betta Boys, and we do have a girl here, and I'm a girl also. I'm an alpha female, and the girl that we have is not an alpha female, but she's, is she a beta boy?
No, I'm definitely not a beta boy, but I'm on the way to being an alpha female.
You what?
I'm on the way to being an alpha female.
On the way.
I'm going to be
okay.
Published next year.
Absolutely. So. But anyway, Dirty Farms, you invented the beta boys?
Yeah.
Yes, you invented it?
Sort of.
Yeah, and beta boys is has a, what, Tumblr?
Beta boys
has, well, I'd say beta, but it could be beta. Anyway, there's a Facebook page. There's a Facebook page, but there's other. What are the other places that people can find out?
There's Bandcamp, Tumblr, SoundCloud, YouTube, Facebook.
We all run our own Twitters and just say a bunch of bullshit on them.
Well, also, there's a new invention which is called Google. So if you want to Google it, it's BETABOYS, right?
Yeah.
Not with a Z, but BOYS, Betta Boys. So we have Dirty Farms here, and he's fabulous. And then we have MC Dark Horse. Are you a horse?
Yes.
Kind of, yeah.
Very much so.
Does that mean your Chinese astrology is you're a horse? That's
no.
What I am.
My Chinese astrology, I think, is a rat.
I'm
oh,
a
you're a rat? Oh,
yeah,
God.
Sucks.
My dad's a rat.
And wait a minute, we also have a lady here whose name is Isabelle Galette Lalande.
Exactement, parfait.
Yes.
Yes, yes, parfait.
Manger la merde. No, I'm kidding. Yes, anyway, let's. We're going to talk about Betta Boys and what the hell they're up to, because they're Dirty Farms is he's a rapper and musician, and MC Dark Horse, what the hell do you do?
I'm a rapper. I'm like, I produce like all my music.
Music production?
Yeah, and I like.
So hire him.
And I do like, I do engineering and like I mix and do all my own stuff.
Yeah, and you also have an event coming up?
Yeah, I have an event on like Saturday, August 11th at 44 Wilson Avenue. It's going to be like a live show kind of like party event. It's going to be pretty dope.
Where?
It should start at 8 p.m. 44 Wilson Avenue.
Where? Brooklyn?
It's in Bushwick. In Brooklyn.
Bushwick, yeah. Well, I'm an uptown bitch, Manhattan, so it's always good to know. I don't know where Wilson Avenue is, but anyway,
it's
not until August, so yeah. So if you look up MC Dark Horse, you could probably find out about it. Now, Isabel, do you have anything coming up?
I'm just finalizing a paper I actually wrote about these guys for my senior thesis.
All right.
Yeah.
If you have any, if there's any page in it that you think is interesting.
Well, I actually did interviews with Dirty, like, right through last year. They turned out really well.
And how did you meet them? Facebook?
On the internet, yeah. Like, I think most of our stuff happened online. I just heard about...
Did you hand
Dirty.
In the
Yeah,
the
it was really... So, like, the founder of performance studies, I don't...
Where?
At
what
NYU,
school?
Like,
oh,
Richard
NYU?
Schechner. He's, like, a really,
And were you
like,
getting your BA?
I'm getting my BA, but he, like, is now down to publish, and we're just, like, working on drafting a final
Well, did you bring it with you?
I didn't bring my paper, but I
but
have
if
lines.
You wanted... If there's any portion of it that you think would be amusing...
Sure, I have
a
some...
paragraph or something... You could probably, you know, there's you use the internet and
yeah,
you could,
for sure.
You could print it out here even.
Yeah,
so
no, for sure.
So if you feel that that's the case. I mean, do you have it?
I actually...
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, if you think there's any portion of it that would be amusing, you
I,
know. And
I
how did you write it? Was it fiction or nonfiction?
It was like an academic essay, at least to begin with, and then it just became like a mixture of autobiographical...
Is it humorous?
Or humorous for
tragic.
Some. Humorous for some, I think.
Did
like,
you get a grade yet?
Yeah.
What did you get?
100.
That's good.
And offers for publication, so
Whoa.
It's cool, yeah. People responded very strangely, like, positively.
Is that what your career is, writing?
I'd love to go into ethnomusicology. I'm really interested in, like, online
ethnomusicology?
And, yeah.
That means you probably have to get a PhD, then.
Yeah, probably, or just work in consultancy for one of the big majors, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I'd much rather not do that if I don't have to.
Right. And then... Dirty Farms, what the hell you have going on? You have something coming up in September, you said?
Yeah, I have a show in Austin, Texas. It's called 9/11 Noise Fest.
Uh-oh.
It's on 9/11.
That sounds a little wild.
Yeah, it's probably most of the other artists are going to be like harsh noise stuff. But for some reason, I always end up playing shows where I'm the only rapper. And
are you heading over there with a producer or like any like live... backing, or are you just doing your own?
I usually just like plug my phone in and then
okay.
rap.
Have you been to Texas before?
Yeah, I went to South by Southwest in 2012 and 2013.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I know the guy who got me the show.
Is he a cowboy?
No, I don't think so. Mm-hmm. His name is Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash? For
yeah.
real, or is it fake?
That's his real name.
Okay, Johnny Cash. Hello. But I would like to say, ask a question, because some of our listeners do know Better Boys, but then some don't. So what the fuck does Better Boys mean, and how did you invent this, and why did you invent it? Tell me. Explain it.
I mean, I think it means different things to different people, or like there's like Beta Boys as a kind of Facebook group, and then there's Beta Boys like the... kind of music collective, and then there's like Beta Boys that's just kind of just like a social group.
Isn't it kind of has a sexual component to it?
They're all separate. Some of them are. Some of them
yeah.
aren't.
Well,
like,
sometimes people
yeah.
post stuff
yeah.
about their sexuality, right?
Yeah.
For sure.
Any virgins in the group?
Most. It started out with a lot of virgins. A lot of them have lost their virginities by now. I don't
nice
know if there's
guys.
Any left.
There are not any more virgins.
There's
and so when
more?
Did you start it approximately?
I think the 100. Wait, Akuma.
No,
so
when
he
did when
it.
Did Better Boys when were they
yeah.
when was it created?
2013, I think.
2013, and you created it on the internet or somewhere else on Tumblr?
Yeah, yeah. It started as just a Facebook group, and then like it was because like Beta Boy is like in contrast to like an alpha male or something. Like it's kind of like a self antagonizing like joke.
Is it a support group too?
Yeah. So we started this Facebook group where people would like post like embarrassing, humiliating stories about themselves, and we would kind of like laugh at them, but like also like comfort them.
Do you think some people are lying or some of them are telling the truth?
I think most of them are telling the truth, but I mean, I wouldn't really know.
I hope you're not telling the truth all the time.
Mm-hmm. And so why did you create it? Was it just an idea you had?
Yeah, it was kind of based on like the like on 4chan threads that
the
were
what?
On the website 4chan. There is a lot of threads where people will post like just like humiliating stories about them like attempting to talk to girls and like ending up like embarrassing themselves or like just really sad stories and like posting about how you miss your ex or like how you're lonely or depressed.
Were you guys on R9K or like / B earlier?
Yeah, I used to go on B a lot when I was in high school, and then...
B?
Yeah.
What's B?
It's on 4chan, there's, like, all these different forums.
Please don't open it.
And the forum, like, each one is a different, like, subject. Like, there's, like, a music one, or, like, an anime one, or whatever. And B is, like,
what's
the random
fortune?
One. It's, like, it's an image board.
How do you spell it?
For... C-H-A-N.
Okay.
It was really weird researching it, though, because, like, I was, like, looking specifically at those, like, Beta Boy, like, image boards, and, like, after, like, 4 days, like, things just get archived and, like, disappear indefinitely. So, like, unless, like, you're, like, on there all the time, which I basically was for the last year, it was really depressing and really enlightening. But, like, I mean, yeah, It's a really interesting thing to just, like, check out one time if, like, you just have, like, a spare afternoon and want to, like, witness, like, how morbid the world is right now.
Well, I have a question. And it's not really just for boys, right? There are some girls in the group.
Yeah.
Are they beta boys or are they beta females? Or what's their...
Beta
what would you say? Huh?
Beta babes.
So,
babes?
Like, girls telling you off or more, like, joining in on, like, your laments?
They lament too, I guess, or they, I don't know, a lot of girls, like, they join the group and then they end up leaving because they get offended by something, but the ones that have stayed, they're usually pretty pathetic and just kind of complain about the stuff they do, and then people make fun of them.
Yeah.
Or they post nudes.
Well, guess what? I joined it, and guess what? I'm a freaking alpha female. Always have been, and always will be. But I am trying to help those beta boys, because I know what's up. I've had lots of experience with different guys over the years, and I know what it's like. And, you know, since I was bullied throughout my grades from first grade on, I know what it's like, but I knew how to fight. Now I know how to fight back, so... It's something that you can change if need be, right?
Yeah, it's easier said than done, I don't know.
I mean, I had a dog, and I was the alpha female with my dog because she was a husky, and you have to be with a husky. Otherwise, they'll run into the street and get killed, you know? But would you say that you've had any dealings with any other alpha females other than me? Of course, we're work together and we're friends, but I mean, have you ever encountered alpha females, and what would you say about
he's
them?
He's
have you?
He's looking. Those are most of my friends.
You like alpha females?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're less full of shit. You know, like some of these beta babes, they're kind of like whiny little bitches that just complain all the time. And they're actually full of crap a lot of the time.
Yeah, I'm already sad. I don't like me to be more sad.
Yeah. But have you, what do you think about alpha females? Do they annoy you?
It depends, I guess. I mean, I think they're
but
hot.
But how do you define alpha female? Like, just someone who, like, gives no shits and doesn't try to please men? Or because then, like, yeah, of course, I identify as that.
I kind of think
like,
that, like, alpha is, like, this ideal that
like
no
Chad.
One actually is when you
like
don't
Ashley.
Experience emotion and you
yeah.
don't
like
feel insecure.
Ashley to Chad.
Yeah.
And, like,
well, sometimes the term beta and alpha, it could be... It's sometimes there's a qualifying, because sometimes there are people who are beta boys. Like, are you a beta boy?
Yeah.
You seem kind of alpha to me. I'm sorry. You're a Leo.
We're alpha.
Yeah, I think
and aren't you, don't some people,
people
aren't some
perceive
people
me
afraid
as alpha,
of you?
But I see myself as beta.
Well, I think it's like people have a combination to some extent. I mean,
yeah.
I am an alpha female, but guess what? I think I'm a masochist because I've had so many horrible boyfriends, horrible
so
husband.
Much, yeah.
They've hit me. They treated me like garbage. But,
oh,
you know, I'm not sure if that made me into a permanent alpha female, but I'd say that you can be an alpha female and still be a masochist. You know?
Well, like, I don't know MC Dark Horse, but, like, I know Dirty, and, like, I know, like, within the scheme of, like, all the shit that, like, goes on those beta male boards online, like, the fact that you live in New York are making music and kind of have, like, people interested in what you're doing, like, that automatically, like, gives you some kind of, like, credo. So I don't know how...
Yeah, you've
like,
got a crap load of followers, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, so, like, I don't know. Are you, like, the full in beta?
I mean, it's more just about, like, the way that I respond to the attention or something. Like,
I mean,
it's
you're
like,
shy as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're
that's
quiet.
More...
You're
yeah.
quiet. I tried to teach you some social skills. Like, when you walk in the room, say hello. When you leave, say goodbye, you little jerk. All right? But you're doing that a little more now.
Hi.
And also, being around at your job, an alpha female like me all day, I think it kind of you're kind of learning some shit, you know, which is handy. And the thing is, I'm never depressed because I'm hypomanic, so I never feel bad about nothing, you know? I don't even care, like, when my parents died, I didn't cry. Because what good does it do? Does crying do any good? Not really. My dog died, I did cry, because that was difficult. But in general, when my best friend died, I didn't cry. You know what I did? I organized a memorial service, but I didn't cry because I feel like, what good does crying have? It doesn't do any good. It just makes you, like, get circles under your eyes, and, you know, it kind of, but, you know, I think Leos tend to be a little bit more, we're both bitches, but they tend to have, like, they worry about stuff more, and they get, like, kind of, they feel bad, you know, a little depressive, maybe, occasionally.
It's like, you like, let stuff out, so you're not, like,
I scream at people, I yell at them, and I don't give a crap what they think, because I'm a Cancer female, and I'm a bitch, so... Anyway, that's just advice to you people out there, the listeners out there. If you're a beta boy, a beta babe, or if you're an alpha boy and or an alpha girl, it's always good to kind of go back and forth, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, it could be good for alphas to kind of tone it down a little sometimes, right? Once in a while.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like guys, I'm just coming at this from, like, the female perspective, but, like, I feel like so many guys I've known have, like, tried so hard to, like, in my, like, presence be, like, as alpha as possible. And, like, I'm not sure they understand how fucking, like, attractive it is to women to see, like, I don't know, maybe I'm biased and maybe I'm just, like, into, like, feminine characteristics of men. That could be a possibility, too. But, like, it's so, like, more honest seeing, like, a dude just, like, be, like, vulnerable when he needs to be. And, like, it's really, like, hot in a way. I don't even know how to describe it. Like, seeing that spectrum is, like...
On the other hand, if the guy is a little bit too... weak and he doesn't want. I think that women sort of like. I like a guy with a car, for example.
Oh, really?
You know? Yeah, because it's convenient.
I don't know. I like a guy who can like throw me around, but then like cuddle. Like, I don't know. Like, you'll be like.
I mean, there are some guys though that are just a little too. You know. I mean, I would say that a lot of the guys that I have that were, they used to hit me and yell at me. They also might have had some better boy. Aspects, you know, some aspects, but I would say that, you know, I think that girls do tend to like a guy that's a guy sometimes, you know.
What's a guy that's a guy?
Well, you know, there's that kind of macho bullshit, but it can be annoying as crap, you know, of course.
We can't fall into, like, our Italian, like, heritage. Like,
yeah.
Like
my father used to hit my mother.
Yeah. My father is a special case. Like.
My first memory of my father, who was a beta, no, he wasn't, he was an alpha.
But isn't alpha just like an insecure beta who like tries to take it out violently?
My first memory of my father was him throwing a bowl of fruit at us, at my mother and us, and that's my first memory. He was screaming, but you know, I think Italians like to yell a lot. But I would say that, you know, anyway, Dirty Farms, tell us a bit more about beta boys and explain to us about that because you created it, right?
Yeah. Well, I just want to say I think that. Alpha is like an archetype that no one actually like. An alpha is like a god. It's like above human, and anyone who's human,
well, that's what I am,
isn't alpha, but they can fake it. And people who are alpha are people who are able to pretend that they're alpha convincingly, or who feel the need to bother to pretend that they're alpha convincingly.
But it's also self-confidence, right? Because I'd say I have that self-confidence. It's like,
well, I'm confident. I'm
yeah. So are you beta or
I'm still beta
alpha?
Shit.
You're still better.
I'm confident and I'm
You can be comfortable in like being that.
Yeah, because often like aggression and stuff will come out of like
it just exists on a spectrum, you know.
They're beta, they have to prove themselves because they feel insecure. So it's like they're not genuinely alpha.
But aren't there some beta boys that are super annoying?
Yes.
Not we don't have to name names right now.
I can
you can if you want.
Well, like half my exes.
But there are some beta boys that aren't nice, but there are some that are probably not that nice, right?
Yeah. I mean,
a lot of them are really immature, or, like, they don't really,
A lot of them are just
know.
Drug addicts, and, like, you're just like, can you please, like, stop
I hate
shooting,
drug addicts.
Can you please stop shooting heroin? And they're just like, no, you don't understand, like, I need this, like...
Yeah. But then, I don't know, I think at the same time, like, pathologizing those kind of people is just like, yo, isn't there, like, a bigger, like, issue, like, at hand? Like, the way, like men are being taught, like... what is desirable, like, in society. Like, I feel pressure, like, all the time. Like, as a girl who's, like, been through, like, an eating disorder and, like, gotten in and out of, like, a bunch of, like, personal shit, like, family-wise, like, there's always, like, this, there's what, like, society told you to be, and then, like, once, hopefully, you hit, like, 22, 23, it's, like, it's cool. Like, you can live with yourself. But, like, I can see why a lot of these guys, like, I think it's really just wrong how, like, the media is framing a lot of these dudes, like, Elliot Rodgers, these, like, crazy spectacles. Like, I know that they're fucking idiots and they never should have done what they did, but, like, to paint it as, like, mad, I think, like, turns away society from, like, looking at the fact that, like, it's kind of mad right now. Like, the shit that, like, my, like, normal friends are, like, watching on porn sites is kind of fucked up, but, like, no one's talking about that. Like, I don't know.
What's the craziest thing that was ever posted in Better Boys? Was it something you posted, Dirty Farms?
Probably.
Or the funniest, if there was anything.
Well, you're like...
You know some crazy fuck.
Were there any amusing, crazy posts over the years?
Yeah, I'm trying
Zachary
to think
Fleming.
Of like a good example.
Remember Zachary Fleming? He popped,
oh,
like,
yeah, no,
he popped
yeah,
like 56 bars of
this,
Xanax.
This boy we know, he was in his car.
Wait a minute, one person at a time, Honey Buns. This is a radio show. Let him speak, and then you can talk after that.
He got arrested for falling asleep at a stoplight in his car, like on a highway or something. When he was on too much Xanax, like a block from his house. This boy, in like Florida. And then he lost his license and he couldn't leave his house.
But there's some weird sexual confessions on there, right?
I feel like that's
yeah,
just cool.
Probably. That came, a lot of that probably came before I was a made voice. Like, not most people don't really do that.
And some people post weird pictures too, I would say. I mean, I've been following it as closely lately because Facebook is, you know,
yeah,
a bit
really,
overwhelming.
It's really changed
yeah.
a lot over time. I feel like people don't really use the Facebook group that much anymore.
And you changed the names a few times, right?
Yeah, now
but you're back to Beta Boys?
Now it's Beira Boys.
Oh, Beira. B-E-R-A?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why. Why did you change it?
No, we just, like, I
it's
mean,
like
we were before that, we
it's
were,
like what?
Before that, we were gay guys.
Are there a lot of gay Beta Boys or not as many?
I feel like it's mostly straight, but there's...
Yeah. Or bisexual, maybe.
Yeah.
Do you think, like, restrictions have gotten tighter over the years you've been active, or like has I feel like you're getting shut down like every other week from Facebook. Like, was that always the case?
It's a closed group, right? It's a closed group.
But then Wolf also posts like a lot of this shit like in public, on like his own walls. So
yeah, I mean, I've had like accounts deleted, and I don't know. I used to have three different Facebooks, so that when I would get banned, I could like use the other
yeah.
one. But now. They don't really let you do that as much. So, yeah, I guess they maybe gotten stricter, but it's always been an issue.
Yeah.
You should just be able to post porn on Facebook, like,
but
I want to share.
Beta Boys, you
if
can?
If I see a really good porn, I
you
should
can
be
in Beta Boys, or a little bit, or?
Well, yeah, if it's a private group and no one reports the post, then you can get away with
but
it.
But if somebody reports it?
Yeah.
So you want to make sure you don't have any jerks in the group, right?
Yeah. And then also there's, like, if you post... certain links, like, you can't even post on Facebook. Yeah. Like, if you want to post something from Pornhub or something onto Facebook, it'll, like, block it.
Oh. But I guess you could probably write something, write it out without actually putting the link.
Yeah,
you have to put, like, dot in parentheses.
Yeah.
Well, your shit's on Tumblr there, right? Because that's where I found most of your videos, like, the masturbating and crying ones and, like, all those.
Yeah. Well, Tumblr doesn't host videos directly
Wait,
either.
Okay, but they allow...
They allow you embed videos.
Okay.
Well, yeah, they don't allow you to post porn videos directly to Tumblr. But yeah, you have to post it to a porn site and then embed it on Tumblr.
Well, the other thing I would say is that gender in some ways is just bullshit. I mean, yes, I believe there are differences in bodies and hormones, but I would think we're all human beings, hopefully.
Yeah.
We're humans. We're not orangutans or... You know, we're primates, but we are human.
Yeah.
And I feel like in the long run, you know, also the difference between alpha and beta can be, it can fluctuate probably.
Which is really cool that we can, like, talk about this in a city like New York, but say, like, I did this thesis in, like, the United Arab Emirates, and it was just, like, these kind of conversations are nowhere near happening yet. Like, I love that, like, we can sit in this room and talk about, like, gender fluidity.
Yeah.
And, like... you know, not giving a shit about that, but, like, this is very much, like, a, like, like comfortable, like middle class North American conversation to a certain extent.
Well, freedom of speech, you know.
Yeah.
And also people think they've always thought I was a drag queen. I ain't a drag queen. I mean, maybe I look like one, but it's because I glam it up, and I've always been that way.
Did, like, Lady Fag copy your style or something?
No. I mean, Lady Fag has her own style.
Yeah.
I at one point did not shave under my armpits,
yeah.
But that was just for fun, you know?
It's easier.
And Madonna did that, actually, originally.
Yeah.
That's what inspired me. It's like, okay, let me... And you know, sometimes people like that. I had one guy pay me because he wanted to be with a girl that had hairy armpits.
That's
you know,
amazing. Yeah, guys who love body hair are just like God's gift to women. It's
yeah,
like,
because I think there are some anal retentive shitheads that like you have to. Every woman has to have her leg shaved,
yeah.
Her underarm shaved.
Yeah.
Like if Europeans do
yeah.
not shave that, so
yeah,
in
like,
one way it's a European thing.
But also, it's like fucking like a bare pussy is just like sleeping with like a 12-year-old.
I know.
Like, I don't know. It's kind
of. It's
like,
kind of a very. I forget the year that it started because it actually was something that began maybe in like what the 2000s or something. It was not the case back in when I was getting puberty. You did not shave that. It started happening maybe like I don't know 20 years ago or something. I don't know exactly.
Yeah.
I once had to do that thing. What is that
yeah.
thing called where you get the waxing?
The Brazilian?
Brazilian wax.
Oh, shit.
I did that once, and I didn't like it. You know, it was painful. But I was dating this guy who was rich, and he wanted me to do it, so okay.
Did he pay for you?
He did pay for it, yeah.
Okay, well, that's something.
Yeah. In fact, I wrote a story about it, which was rather humorous.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Like, if we're just reinforcing the pay gap to be hairless and spending, like, thousands of dollars a year on, like, bare pussies, like, I just don't see the point. Like, I'd rather, like, sleep with women who appreciate, like...
Yeah.
A full, like, head of hair.
Women?
Yeah. I
All
feel
right.
like women are less anal than men about that stuff.
I think it depends. I mean, I think that also hair can be sexy. I mean, okay, I've dated a few guys that had hair in their back, and I didn't really
yeah.
love that, but
like,
I don't mind a little hair here and there. I mean, you know. And I think, I mean, I don't want to have a mustache, really. But having hair, some hair, you know, it can be... It doesn't automatically mean that it's gross. Okay,
yeah.
maybe they need to trim certain parts of it in certain areas a little bit. But to necessarily get rid of it all, that does not always seem so necessary. And I feel like if a guy can't handle that, too bad, those bitches. Screw them.
Yeah.
If they should, they should want more than just... It shouldn't just be based on
yeah.
that, whether
yeah.
they like you as a person. That could be, or, you know,
yeah.
something about you.
I think, like... If I think back to, like, one of my earliest, like, sexual experiences, like, I remember...
When
just,
was
like,
it? How many years ago? Yesterday?
8 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And, like, I remember, like, after going down on this guy who was, like, hairy down there, he's like, oh, sorry, I can't go down on you. You have pubes. And I'm just like, from that point onwards, it's like, if I hear, like, one mention of that, I'm just like, yo, like... Like, fuck off. Like, I'm, like, it's almost
But was it
me...
one of your early experiences?
It was early, so now, I don't know, if I'm...
You gotta make him eat it first.
Yeah. Well, no, I've realized, you realize over time, like, you realize the true worth of a gentleman.
Of course, early on, I do remember one of my first oral experiences with a guy. It was at college, and it was like, he stunk.
Yeah.
Hamburger. He reminded me of hamburger,
oh,
and I'm
God.
Like, ugh.
It's like diamond
I mean,
meat.
I think I figured out a way, you know, go in the bathroom with a washcloth, hot water, and I'll have to be the one that's like the nurse cleaning it off. But I do remember sometimes your early experiences could be kind of difficult. So, you know, it's I guess we can't really hold a grudge completely.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I did do it, and I didn't complain, but the memory of that was like, yuck.
Dirty, when did you lose your virginity?
When I was 5.
Is that true?
Yeah.
But you're only 6 now, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, hold on. How did that happen?
Somebody raped you?
Yeah.
Who?
This kid at my school.
It was a kid?
Yeah.
It wasn't a teacher or a priest or anything?
No, it was a kid.
Oh. And did you like it or did you not like it?
I didn't like it, but then I started fucking around with other kids, and that was more fun.
Yeah.
It was less. I don't know. I didn't have to do stuff that I didn't want to.
Yeah. Well, losing virginity can be kind of a weird time.
Yeah.
But it can be good, too. I guess it gives you ideas about the future.
And what to improve on.
Yeah. What about you, MC?
Well, when I was 14.
Yeah? And how did it happen?
Some, like, older girl told me to come to her house because I guess she wanted to, like, take my virginity.
Specifically?
Did
like,
she know you were a virgin?
Yeah.
And, Did you, were you interested or were you like kind of turned off?
I like kind of had a crush on her, so like it was cool, like I was like cool with it, but like afterwards like she moved away, so like it was kind of like whatever. It was kind of just like, it ended up just being, I was like, all right. Just,
was it
a, just a
the only time you did it with her? Was it like a one-time thing or? Yeah. What sign are you?
I'm a Cancer.
Oh yeah, me too. What date though?
June 26th.
June 26th. Well, the June Cancers, they worry more.
So much.
I yeah. Awfully. July Cancers don't give a crap. But, so.
Happy birthday.
How old were you, approximately?
I was 15.
Yeah, I think I was 14. And it happened with somebody. I see, I was having trouble at school because I was bullied throughout school. And I wasn't ugly at all, for God's sakes. But I didn't have anybody that I was interested in me that, or I was dating. So I put in, back before the internet, I wrote up an ad and I put in this national magazine and I wound up getting thousands and thousands of letters. But a couple of the guys I met, actually, I met in person. And this is the first time I did lose it. I was 14. And this guy who was lying to me, he was actually like maybe 20 years older than me. And he pretended he was single, but he wasn't.
Oh,
and he drove me out in the car, and we did it out in like some field somewhere. And the thing is, I fell in love with him immediately, which is how stupid Cancer women are.
Oh, man.
How stupid. I mean, the guy, he was a Taurus. I mean, he was good in a way, but he definitely, like, this is advice to anybody. In one way, it almost makes me seem like a beta babe. But, like, he refused to give me his phone number. I never once went to his house.
Yeah.
We would always have to meet up in a car. And I think it's because he probably was living with somebody.
Yeah,
and I was
sure.
So stupid. We would communicate by letter.
Oh.
By letter, snail mail.
Because
oh, that was, you know, how it was back then. And it's, like, weird that I would believe that what he told me. Because, obviously, he was lying to me. And so I really, I fell for this guy. And he was lying. And we did see each other maybe for months, and I didn't tell my parents about it because, you know, and he was actually a school teacher, and I think he was often sleeping with girls that were like under 21, and which I was. And I mean, too bad. He called his name Fred Blanchard, but I think that's a fake name too. I hope he's dead now, but I don't know if he is. Anyway, I did fall in love with a guy, but then at a certain point, I don't know, maybe I finally discovered that he was lying. I have the letters that he sent me somewhere in my pile of riffraff, but that's how sometimes a woman and also a guy might be fooled by somebody.
So I'm curious, because like if you're like a, I mean, you clearly are like a super like loud female, which is cool, like, and I'm just curious, because like, does that mean you gravitate more towards guys who can just like be like, sit the fuck down, I'm gonna tell you what to do?
I gravitate
or
towards
like,
violent, mean men that,
guys
that hit me, that yell me. No, I don't control them. They control me. I'm an alpha female who's been controlled by every goddamn guy I've been with. I fall for them, and then I'm like a jerk. So that's why I haven't been dating anybody in quite a few years, because I cannot.
Yeah.
I don't trust my taste. It's stupid.
Oh, my God. I feel you so hard.
Every single man I've ever been with has hit me or yelled at me, except for one who's dead now because he was bisexual and he was not having safe sex, and I was sitting at a pool when I found out AIDS was discovered, and I was like, oh, Christ, I have a bisexual boyfriend. And then he wound up dying from years later after I did dump him at a certain point because I knew he was lying to me, but he had hepatitis C. He died of that. But guess what I did? We lived in the same building. I wound up getting married to some jerky guy who was much younger than me and him, and just to make him feel bad. But anyway, yeah, I think that, see, people could be an alpha female, but they could be masochists, they could somehow be attracted to people that are also kind of like that. But I would say that some of them had depression problems.
Yeah.
Even if they were beta in a way, no, not beta, if they were alpha in a way, they might have that depression issue or kind of like...
You've had to work through something to get to that point.
I think certain men are attracted to wild women, and I was always kind of a wild woman. And some men like that, they want to try to tame you. Now, that could be true of some women liking wild boys, too, right? Yeah. But I was always a wild woman, and they want to tame me. They want to keep me boring. And so there were periods where I actually kind of gained a little weight. I wasn't wearing makeup that much. I looked frumpy. Well, guess what? I'm single now, and I ain't never going to do that again for anybody. You know, because men, see what men, this is advice to people, because I think sometimes you'll have a boyfriend that will try to make you tone you down and make you frumpy and boring, and they don't, because they're jealous, they're afraid that somebody else is going to be interested. Then what happens is you get frumpy, you gain weight, you become boring, and they wind up sleeping around with other people on the side because they're bored with you. They made you boring, they made you unattractive, and then they fool around on the side and you wind up splitting up.
Oh my God, I've seen this happen so much.
I don't know why guys do that. And if you guys here do that, you're stupid. Don't do it, because you're going to wind up fucking it up.
That's why cuck is good.
What?
That's why cuckolding is good.
I don't fuck with
cuck. Cuckling?
Cuckolding.
Cuckolding. Explain that.
It's like there's still a constant threat of losing them. You're still jealous all the time. You don't take them for granted. You don't you don't get bored of them. You don't feel like you're too good for them.
So I discovered Cuck through Dirty and, like, his music, and was a little horrified to find out that, like, yeah, this genre where basically you have, like, I do, like, you watch your girl being, like, fucked by usually, like, a much larger, like, more attractive, often, like, black dude, is, like, the second most searched term in America for porn.
Yeah, I saw it's that in your thing, that's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, like, this is, like, in a recent study. It's so, A, like, racist, and B, just, like, I don't even know how to feel about it as a girl, because I'm just like, is it empowering? But, like, no. Like, I don't want, like...
How old are you kids, anyway? Are you over 21?
Yeah.
Don't lie to me.
I'm 22.
Huh?
I'm 22.
How old are you?
20.
20? And how old are you?
23.
See, I don't ever remember. I'm 25. Well, not really, but my mentality is kind of like that. In fact, the weird thing, I sometimes feel like I'm a teenage boy, my mentality. I regress back. You know, it can happen. Like, I don't know why, but don't you agree, Dirty? I have a certain...
You remind me of, like, Angelica Pickles.
Who's that?
From Rugrats.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll have to check that out.
Oh, my God.
But aren't I kind of a weird, immature bitch in a way?
Yeah.
It's something about me.
I mean, yeah, she's like a little kid.
I mean, I've got experience, so in that way, but there's still something about me that's, yeah, like a 25-year-old at the most, maybe even a teenager. Teenage boy, plus my bedroom and my apartment is like maybe like a 10-year-old boy's in a way, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm a slob. But anyway, I think that, so you think, you find a better boys is amusing and fun, and did you make a lot of friends through it?
Yeah.
What about you, MC?
Yeah, I made a lot of friends, and I guess I'm an online therapist or whatever, so I got a lot of patients.
And you are a singer, right?
Yeah, I do
a performer?
Vocals. I do vocals.
Vocals? And what kind of songs do you have?
I have more ambient, like laid back songs. Some songs I just kind of like freestyle. I produce a lot of music, so sometimes like
we're gonna play some of them.
Yeah, sometimes I make aggressive stuff. Sometimes I make it completely depends on how I feel at the time and like what drugs.
Is that your career? Would you say or?
Yeah, I do that and I model.
And music production.
Well, I produce, but I also make my own. Like I also do vocals.
You wanna say a few words from one of your songs?
Mm.
Or like a line or two? Give us a sense. Or the title.
There was 3 months where I dropped an album every month, and like I think on the January one, like one of my starts with like stimulate NMDA receptors.
Say it again louder. What?
It's like stimulate NMDA receptors.
An MDA receptor?
Yeah, NMDA.
Wait a minute.
Your NMDA receptor.
NMDA receptor. I don't know what that is, but...
They're like stimulated by like dissociative drugs.
I see.
Pigs can't fly, that's why I get high. Bloody butter shot straight from a pig's thigh. Pigs can't fly, that's why I get high. Bloody butter shot straight from a pig's thigh. Revolution will not be televised. You have been advised. Your face disguised in a wicked dare. Coming from my head with pills. Tell them people got a thrill. Like they feel it still. So I take another shot, another dip, another sip to that well. With spells, you can't tell me. Got me crazy. Got me lazy. Got me feeding for my fix. Chasing it like rabbit hole. Bottom of the ditch. I've been dreaming of a day where I'm not leaning. Authoritarian nightmare, dystopian future. Culture vultures like a virus. All I got left is not for pirates. Stand there with my pain.
Pigs can't fly, that's why I get high. Bloody murder shot straight from a pig's thigh. Pigs can't fly, that's why I get high. Bloody murder shot straight from a pig's thigh. Fuck, I need that shit. Come and get it, have me waiting. Cause damn, you could've helped. Much rather walk me around like a dick. I'm running to the downtown strip. Pass rounds in your flesh, just flag it around. They defeat him and they eat him. Put him in cells and they can't look you in the eye. No, it's a lie. And justice dies, it's a lie too. With big fly, they sure we can. And justice dies, it's a lie
this
too.
This is just with a little something from my longer paper. It was based on a bunch of like online research and interviews with Dirty Farms and a few other members of the collective. While I'm cautious of over-intellectualizing Dirty Farm's depictions of sexual violence and injecting meaning where there is none, these conversations with Barrett inspired me to reconsider my blanket rejection of misogyny in music, even if this approach wouldn't fit comfortably with my earlier vision of feminism. I began to re-examine the violence of Dirty Farm's lyrics with a new ear, searching for instances that corroborated or maybe even broke with the more normalized, implicit forms of gender violence that proliferate in our cultural constructions of masculinity. The Dirty Farm's persona provided such a belligerent counter-narrative to the swathes of casually sexist songs, films, and advertisements that I'd grown up with and come to accept as normal, if somewhat problematic. His lyrics were so absurd, his persona such a caricature of hypermasculinity, that I simply couldn't accept this monstrous, pathetic character at face value. At the very least, the responses that his work provoked in me, and in the friends to whom I rushed to share his work, were too complex to put down to pure shock value. Deep down, and perhaps a little naively, my hope was that by honing in on his character, I might find some rationale, some context for the male violence and aggression that had peppered my life as a young woman and that of virtually every woman I had loved or admired. In his song Zero, I remembered the words of Gail Dinas, "The feminine hence becomes feared, and that which we fear, we also learn to despise." In one of Dirty's songs, he sings, or raps rather, sings, "I'm breeding all these creatures, all these future rape leaders and their victims. I'm not feeling great. In fact, some days I feel like shit. But still I'm persevering. Why do you think these kids keep disappearing? Slaughter virgins like I practice black magic. I used to struggle with panic attacks as a sex addict and the ex addict. That sober Nero is saying how we used to do drugs, how we used to shoot up, how he's fucked so many strangers but he's feeling used up. How he's made the mistake of choosing lust over love, how he should have worn a glove, how every day he reminisces about the way she was. Those experiences, it's hard to shake the memory of. Always saying," this is actually my favorite part, "always saying he's addicted to sex, but when he gets girls, he cries and complains about his ex. I can't deal when I'm not playing the full deck. All I know how to do is have sex, and I'm not even good at that." In light of feminism, Dirty Farm's depictions of careless violence become suspect. His attempts to stretch the unwavering, unfeeling alpha male persona to its logical extreme through strings of taboo acts and cliches of slaughtered virgins and shit like that reveal the persona's own underlying artifice and consequent instability. And yet the story of rejection and self-destruction that emerges from beneath it seems infinitely more honest and even quite moving in its unglamorous millennial relatability. Always saying he's addicted to sex, but when he gets girls, he cries and complains about his ex.
Fuck being on some bitch shit. I want victims to abuse and make it real quick. Let him use me, but I'm too sick, too slick. I'm ready to flip when these niggas get the only revenge that's fitting. Molested as a kid is an abduction. The leading suspect for child abductions. Self-destruction in my bloody cuts and in my runny nuts filled with sicknesses I'm giving kids. Like STDs, but in your mental. I get sentimental about the time I was molested. I hope my music is influential to children so they grab a bitch and kill her, fuck her in the ass and fill her. I'm not kidding when I say I have a gang of teenage kids to do my bidding. And I'm not shitting you when I say I'm fucking a bitch in the children's play spitting room. It's only fitting to. I only got children as human furniture in my living room. Cops come knocking, I'll give them tombs. No condoms, man, I'm filling wounds. With no abortions either, cause I'm breeding all these creatures, all the future rape leaders and their future victims. I'm sick of this depiction of me struggling with addiction. I'm really not always in my feelings. I'm just trying to reveal some of the shit that I've been dealing with. I'm not healing quick, in fact, most
days I feel like shit, but still I'm persevering. Why you think these kids keep disappearing? I'm veering off the road, my steering's erratic. When I'm swerving through traffic, got your daughter's body in the trunk, it's so tragic. Slaughter virgins like I practice black magic. I used to struggle with panic attacks as a sex addict and an ex-addict. That sober nigga always saying how we used to do drugs, how we used to shoot up, how he's fucked so many strangers that he's feeling used up, how he's made the mistake of choosing lust over love, how he should've worn a glove, how every day he reminisces about the way that shit was. These experiences is hard to shake the memory of. I'm filling the tub, then I'm taking a bath in a radio oven, fry my brains and leave my mouth bubbling. Always saying he's addicted to sex, but when he gets girls he just cries and complains about his ex. Can't deal when I'm not playing with the full deck. All I know how to do is have sex, and I'm not even good at that.
Hi, this is Jerry Visco on Radio Free Brooklyn. It's Visco Disco, the stupid show. And I've got a stupid guy here. No, he's not. He's actually a genius. But guess what his name is? Liam Batman Man 2.
Yeah,
is that your real name?
No.
But is your are you a performer or a writer? Or what's your deal?
I just have a Facebook and I don't like to put my real name on there.
Yeah.
So I don't know what.
But I mean, do you use it for something else or just to... hide from your parents or what?
It's mainly to hide from my parents.
Yeah.
But
I hope they're listening. If they're listening, fuck you, parents. Yeah. I want you to respect Liam because he's cool.
Thank you.
What sign are you?
I'm a Libra.
You poor thing.
Why is that?
Are you in love with love?
No.
Yes, you are.
Probably.
My ex-husband's a Libra, and he used to send me cards about how much he loved me, and he used to hit me and kick me and yell at me.
That sounds like
anyway, I'm not saying you do that. So what's, are you a beta boy or an alpha boy?
I'm a beta boy.
And why are you a beta boy? And be honest, okay?
It's because I'm not, I don't know why I'm a beta boy. I've never been an alpha boy.
You've never been an alpha boy?
I think it started because I was a fat kid, and then...
How fat were you?
I don't know. I was bigger than everyone else.
How old were you then?
Like, elementary school. The first time I got bullied, I was in elementary school, and then I never...
Me too. I started getting bullied in first grade. How old were you, first grade or kindergarten?
It was like first grade, kindergarten.
Yeah. And then, how old are you now? Approximately. 20-something?
Yeah. Approximately.
Yeah. Don't lie, but you probably are. You're not 70?
No, not yet.
Yeah, but anyway, you were fat then.
Yeah.
And then when did that change?
I mean, I still think I'm fat.
No, you're not.
Thank you. But, I don't know, I really...
Do you exercise?
No.
Yes, you have to start exercising 2 hours every day, or I will kill you.
Okay.
An hour of yoga and a half hour of swimming is what I do, and I suggest it.
My dad is a yoga instructor.
Oh, yeah? Where? Yeah.
He doesn't really have a job, but yoga works.
Oh, yeah?
Lori's
well,
side.
See, yoga is very good for you, but it may not make you lose weight, but it is good to do it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, yeah, I don't believe in dieting. I believe in exercising because it's more fun.
That's true.
For me, a diet is half a pint of Haagen-Dazs instead of a whole pint. That's Jerry Visco's idea of a diet. What's your idea of a diet?
My idea of a diet is I don't eat for 3 days, and then I get too high.
You don't eat anything?
No, I have a horrible eating schedule. I don't
That's
eat.
That's stupid.
Yeah,
I'm Italian. Look, you should eat every day. Of course, you could cut down the portions.
Right.
But if you exercise for an hour every day, you could eat. Like when I was,
That's
I used
true.
To do marathons. I was a marathon runner, and I would eat like a pound of cookies sometimes. And I was skinny as crap. So, if you like eating, force yourself to exercise, even if you don't want to.
I don't like eating, though. That's the thing.
You don't like it?
No,
because maybe you don't know how to cook.
I mean, maybe. It's just like any food. I just feel bloated after I eat. So I don't eat for like 3 days, and then I get...
Well, I can teach you how to cook if you want.
Okay.
You've got to find the thing that you like to eat. But anyway, you're definitely a beta boy.
I think so.
And how did you get to know them? Are you friends with Dirty Farms, or how did you get to know them?
The first person I knew was MC Dark Horse, and
yes.
We were always chilling in the same neighborhoods.
Woods? In the fucking Bushwick?
The Lower East Side.
Oh, Lower East Side.
Primarily.
Yeah, you're hipsters, right?
I hope not.
Yeah, you're hipsters. You know those downtown jerks. I'm an uptown bitch, and always will be.
Okay.
Although I do go downtown all the time, which means I have to spend a crap load of money on cabs, which is why I get a little annoyed with downtown, but all the stuff is down there.
That took me so long to get here from the Lower East Side. But I've known MC Dark Horse for like 5 years.
Yeah. And are you a performer too or no?
Yeah, but I...
What do you do?
I mainly sing in like this band. But I make raps too. I have a verse.
Give me some of the names of some of your songs.
I don't have any songs released yet.
Oh, but so, like what's a name or what's a typical name?
I don't have any names yet. I just have a bunch of songs written. I'm on the song Vagrant Children on the Beta Boys mixtape.
Liam, I want you to smile. Even if it's a fake smile. You understand?
Yeah.
Who gives a crap? You have to learn how to project happiness even if you feel like crap.
Okay, I'm happy. I just... Well, the question was how did I...
Yeah, how did you get involved with Beta Boys? Beta Boys.
It was on the last Halloween. Wolf was DJing.
And where was it?
A show. It was on like Somerset Ave. It was deep into Brooklyn. I didn't even get in. Like everyone got kicked out by the time I got there.
Why?
Because the elevator got broken.
Oh.
But there was a party after, and it was Beta Boys exclusive, and I was like, can I come to Wolf?
I wasn't invited, I don't think. Oh, no, maybe I was invited. Was that the night that I was doing something else?
We just went to someone's house, literally.
Oh, yeah. But maybe that's the night that I was with Karen, I think.
It was like the middle of the night. So we were just bluffing at a party.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 3 in the morning.
Anyway, so that's how you got to meet them.
Well,
and do you feel like Beta Boys has been helpful to you?
Yeah, of course.
Do you feel like you were unpopular and a loser?
Not really, because I haven't, like, I never really got bullied past elementary school.
But oh, really?
I still, like, operate with that mindset.
Because maybe you're big and you could kill somebody if you wanted
That's
to.
That's true. I could probably kill someone.
You could be a bouncer.
I could probably, I don't know about that.
But if your people have a certain size, like, how tall, I don't know how tall you are, but
I'm like 5'11".
Yeah, I mean, if you're big enough, people might be, like, a little reluctant to
That's true,
make
yeah.
fun of you.
No one wants to fight
If you were like that in elementary school...
I could have just killed all the people.
Yeah, or you could have kicked their ass, at least.
That's true.
But anyway, so the Beta Boys has helped you a bit?
Yeah, because everyone
Are
else...
You, do you have an impotence problem?
Can you say that in a dumbed-down way?
A dumbed-down way?
Yeah.
Are you soft?
Yeah, I am. I am so soft. And that's nice to be around other soft people. Yeah. That's why Beta Boys helps.
Yeah.
Because I have mad social anxiety and stuff like that.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're a Libra too.
Yeah.
You think too much. You worry about love and you think about it and it's like, stop thinking. You have to freeze your brain and just enjoy your life and not worry about anything.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, that's my philosophy. I was married to a Libra, so I know. But... They are good. He was good in bed. I mean, he was one of the best in bed that I ever had. But he was a little bit mean.
I'm not that good in bed, but I'm mean.
You never know. You might be if you have more experience.
That's true, yeah. Maybe I'm really good at sex.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not about... it's about... Like, he had... His penis was actually smallish. And most people think that means that he was not good in bed. But it's not true. He knew what to do with it.
Yeah.
You know, it's about what to
do. That's all you gotta do.
It's not always, I mean, size visually is a nice thing, but sometimes it's, some people are better lovers just because they're more sensitive and attentive to people.
You have to put energy in there.
Yeah. But it doesn't mean that the person, like the other person is turned on to somebody, but the person, once they're actually with them, it's like, yes,
that's
you know what
true,
you're doing.
Yeah. You just gotta make them come
Anyway,
with you.
So what else about Beta Boys resonates for you?
Most of the people were just my friends before it was anything like a music group or even the Facebook group. So they're just my friends here.
So it makes you feel like you've got a sort of
solid friend group. Yeah.
Yeah. It makes you feel like you belong to a group.
Yeah, I trust everyone in there too. It's nice to have a group of people.
Everyone, the core group. There's probably some weirdos like that are not
core group.
That are just on Facebook that never. They're not in the area or something, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people in that Facebook group. There's like 90 people.
Yeah. And some of them might just be faking it.
Yeah. They're actually alpha.
Well, I am alpha.
I'm alpha,
but I'm not faking it.
That's
true. I'm trying to help people that are beta because I know how to help them.
You're trying to make us alpha.
Well, just give suggestions. I mean, I was bullied throughout from first grade through high school. And sometimes that actually helps you figure out that makes you alpha, actually. It's like, okay.
Because you got to bully them back.
No, I didn't bully them back, but it made me, later, I'm tough because I can deal with that.
Right.
I dealt with it for years and I know what's up. Made me tougher.
That's what's
up. You know, but I do feel that I understand people that have those issues, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, anything else you'd like to say?
I'm happy I'm beta, but I think I'd be sad if I was alpha.
Not necessarily. You
know, I mean, no, that's not true.
The thing that's good with being a beta is that you feel confident and you don't really worry about stuff that much, and it's easier.
Yeah.
It's like, alpha does not necessarily mean that you have to be nasty or bitchy, or you don't have to be,
that's true.
You don't have to be like on a top necessarily. You could be a bottom alpha. Like, as I was saying, I'm a masochistic alpha. So I'd say there's different types of alphas.
I always thought that alpha was more being, like, I thought it was more about how aware you are as opposed to anything, like, on the social chain. Like, if you ask me to describe someone like you who, like, has analyzed their life and stuff like that, like, I wouldn't call you alpha from my understanding of it.
You wouldn't call me?
Call you alpha.
Oh, yes, you would.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe I would.
I have a violent temper.
From just this conversation.
I'm very, I'm a listener, but I am very, like, boom, sometimes.
I think the thing with alpha people is...
I like to throw jelly beans at dirty farms. But he doesn't seem to mind, probably because he eats them. I don't know.
I think that alpha people don't know that they're alpha, and they don't know what beta is.
Maybe, sometimes.
I think it's if you're self-aware... If you're self-aware, generally, you have less of an ego. And I think ego makes alpha.
Well, anyway, the point is, what is your interest in life in general? Like, what's your major interest?
I don't
what's
have one
your
yet.
What's your goal, or what are you interested in doing with your life? And, like, are you in school, or no? You're done with school?
I'm in school.
You're in school.
Yeah.
So are you studying anything in particular?
No.
No? But what do you like doing, or what are you...
I like music. I just want to be able to live in a house.
House?
That's my goal.
As opposed to an apartment?
No, I want a house in the middle of the woods.
The woods.
Like, away from everybody.
And where are you from originally?
Here, Lower East Side.
Lower East Side?
Yeah. Where I'm raised.
Those Lower East Side people can be a bit annoying sometimes.
Yeah.
They think they're so cool. Yeah. Not necessarily, but they think they are.
That's true.
No, of course I have lots of friends from the Lower East Side.
You gotta be strong. Do your push-ups and your sit-ups, baby.